It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security.
Well, we'd like to welcome you back to the National Security Hour today, Monday, at 8 p.m. every day. Every day, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the National Security, Monday to Friday on AmericaOutloud.news, AmericaOutloud.news. But as you know, Monday's our slot. Dr. Mike and Colonel Mike, we're your hosts today, Monday. We want to welcome you back, and we're hoping to get some comments this week, you know. In fact, I think I'm going to sign on the bottom of the footnotes. This way I can comment and you guys can see our comments. All right. So we want to welcome you back to the National Security Hour. It's always great being on AmericaOutloud.news. And this is where you come to hear military and intel experts, the voice of freedom, the out loud truth. As you know, America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeart Radio Network. You can also listen on our media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, Alexa. That's AAA. We stream 24/7, and now you can also hear them on the podcast on the same apps. All of our shows, that's all of them besides the National Security Hour, everything on the web. All of our shows go to podcast typically 1 to 2 days after the broadcast is heard on talk radio. You can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, and many, many more. Be sure to subscribe and rate the show on Apple Podcasts for us. And be sure to make AmericaOutloud.news your daily stop for the latest news and happenings. And we all must do our part and share the stories, the articles, the videos, so we can help secure America's future. Now, before we go to my co-hosts, okay, you can find out more about our show and get all the latest podcasts if you go to the menu nav at AmericaOutloud.news under the show schedule, and you'll be in the know. The whole website's changed since January. It's so beautiful. It's crisp. You could see everything clearly. There's these boxes. You see the show and the logos. But what's most important is if you go to AmericaOutloud.news, there are so many shows. There's new shows, too. In fact, you know, I've been picking up on a couple of new shows that I like, and I want to even get some of those people to speak with us on the National Security Hour. Okay, so just check in. We'd love for you to stay on Monday at 8, but there's other shows. This is like the place you want to go. You want to get all the news. You don't have to play. It's not like Sunday, you get the old time your mom and dad went to the three network stations before we had cable and everything, and you had the big three, ABC, CBS, and NBC, and you put on Meet the Mess, you know, or Slam the Face, something like that, whatever shows they are, because they're just nothing but left-wing Mockingbird media. Now, if you really want to get a good Sunday show, and I was telling Dr. Mike about this last week, we have Malcolm Sunday Show, which is like just kick-ass. Okay, it's just kick-ass. His Sunday show goes on at 10, okay? And it's Viewpoint, and it's really, really good. And if you want to have a Sunday show, you could listen with breakfast. That's where you want to go. So without further ado, I'm going to welcome back my co-host, Dr. Mark Lashier. Dr. Mark Lashier, how are you today, sir?
Well, sir, how are you?
Hey, couldn't be better. Couldn't be finer if I was in Carolina, right? And we know what happened in Carolina. And coming up tomorrow, the big day. Oh, Super Tuesday. Yeah, I'm so sick of this crap. It's just fake ass, you know? Just get the show on the road. Get elected and get it over with, you know? Big Tuesday, big this day, you know? You get tired of all that stuff. And he was down in Richmond yesterday. He's playing down there. He went down there for a little rally. Nikki's hanging out. She says she's going to blow out on Tuesday. But there's also rumor, Mike, that Nikki, and remember that song, Nikki Don't Lose That Number. I think it was Steely Dan. But it was really Ricky Don't Lose the Number. I just changed it. Okay, but Nikki's going to probably jump to the Democratic ticket, they say. Is it rumor? You know, rumors are rumors.
Well, so Mike belonged in the first place. I think she just got mixed up.
Yeah, and that's where she's getting all her money, let's face it.
And since the Nazi party is gone now, there's no place else for her to go.
The People's Party. Hey, Mike, why don't you open up the show today and what's on your mind for the National Security Hour on AmericaOutloud.news?
What's on my mind really is Trump and his attitude toward Israel. He says he's for peace. He doesn't want any more wars. And yet he's perfectly content in supporting a war which we have zero interests in. And increasingly, that we've lost soldiers fighting for the Israelis in Israel, and people haven't been told about it. Probably their parents have been told and been ordered to be quiet, or they'd go to jail. But the January Sixers. But what is Trump up to here? As long as he's beholden or in love with the Israelis, we're never going to get rid of the Middle East. The Middle East can go pound sand if we could just dump Israel. Pound sand, I guess, and they've got plenty of that to do. But I went back through some tapes of Trump in the last 4 or 5 months of this war. And he said things like, the Arabs, there's no hatred like there is for Israel in the Arab world. Worse than the Palestinians, and they probably learn it in school. And, you know, I thought, well, maybe that's true, but don't the Israelis learn it in school too? I would think they probably do. I also found that he gave the White House key or a copy or some kind of commemorative copy to Netanyahu. And why would he do that? And the only thing I could figure is that Netanyahu already had keys to Congress, the Department of Defense, and the Fed. But if he's truly a guy that's not going to get us into war, he's got to learn how to dump the Israelis. In my view, and I'm not a great historian of all time, but it seems to me in the nation states that I've heard of, the three worst probably were Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, and the Israelis. And as far as we are concerned, the Israelis have been the absolute worst neighbor. Trump had the nerve to say at one point, I found it today and I listened to it twice because he said it and I really couldn't believe it. He says, Israel cherishes life and its relationship with the United States. Now, is there anything more insane or untrue that a president or a former president could say? Cherish life. The champions of 63 million dead babies in this country almost always are heavily peppered with Jewish Americans, especially Jewish American doctors and so-called.
Well, yeah, I think Mike, let's make that broader. You got Jewish Americans, Irish Americans, Italian Americans, and everybody American, but majority, I would say, lopsided, it's a little bit more Jewish Americans.
But he was talking about most of the funding comes from too.
Yeah, but he was talking about Israel. It wasn't Americans. But I think if you were to say to me, what Netanyahu did by saying everybody has to be vaccinated, like Australia or New Zealand, I'm in on that one.
Yeah. Well, I was going there too, Curly.
Oh, I'm mind reading today. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, but I was just going to say that, you know, it cherishes life in the United States. And my next sentence was, we have to remember that Netanyahu said he was going to make, what did he say? Test animals, what do they call those? Guinea pigs, out of the Israelis to test all kinds of shots and vaccinations and that kind of thing. And the idea that the Israelis cherish the United States, you can constantly see that that's not true. They bribe our Congress. They were involved with Jeffrey Epstein. They own our country.
Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. You can go down the list. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's all in Trump finally, I found, he said, all the dead in the war between Israel and Gaza are on the shoulders of Hamas alone. Now, that's the point I tried to make earlier. The Israelis are not good neighbors. How many times have we read in the paper how they kill demonstrating Palestinians just for fun? Their snipers do it. I know for sure that they've gone into places to go chase the Palestinians in the Emirates and use some kind of pillows to choke them to death and leave them on their beds in those countries.
What about Lebanon and Syria and
everywhere else? Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And the bottom point is, if Israel's going to do that to survive, and according to their strategy and according to their beliefs, then good for them. But they don't need the imprimatur of the United States to do that. Oh, they from the American perspective, from their perspective, they've made so many enemies in the world that if it wasn't for the United States, they'd be in very in much worse shape than they are at the moment.
Well, I think him using, this is just my opinion, Mike, and I'm laying it out there for the listener. I think him, going overboard on Israel on the last few days, on the campaign trail, is detrimental to his election. And I'll tell you why. There is a lot of people, whether it's MAGA, Republican, moderate, I won't say Rhino, okay, but moderate, MAGA, and Republican, who are not happy with the foreign policy stance that he's talking about, in regards to Israel and Gaza, because there's people who were sympathetic to the genocide going on in Gaza. Okay. The other thing is, this guy walks the walk and talks the talk, but, remember something. It wasn't Fauci alone who did what he did. He got snookered. He got snookered big time. And he's never repented on that. I don't think he's repented. I haven't heard it on the vaccine. Remember the warp speed, right? So, he has to really watch how he walks now and talks now due to the fact, now you're talking about a war, which he's against, right? He's kept us out of wars. So this is a whole different tune. And does that person who doesn't agree, the person who doesn't, or the voter who doesn't agree with him, do they look at this and say, wait a minute, is this a different Trump? Will they vote for Nikki in spite of it? Will they think about, I'll write in a candidate? Again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many times you've heard it from the two Mikes, Dr. Mike, Colonel Mike, the handlers suck. We can't say it any better. S-U-C-K. Excuse me for saying it. It's not a bad word, but they suck. His campaign people suck. You can't let Trump go too loose. And he's got the same usual suspects around him. Okay. And we're supposed to take everything for granted and say, well, he's our guy. We've been with him since 16. We've been with him since 20. There's nobody better. The old James Bond, nobody does it better. Yeah, but he bluffs and fluffs a lot better too. Okay. So I'm just saying, yeah, we like him. But, can you please find a dog catcher or somebody at Dunkin' Donuts or what is it, Panera or Starbucks that can help your campaign out? I don't know what the hell to tell him.
Well,
I don't know. What can you tell him?
The truth is the place to start, Colonel. The truth is the place to start.
Well, I'm being facetious. You understand that?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, he's got to pick up on this, on two things. Democracy doesn't matter outside the United States. Perfectly said, perfectly true. If there weren't democracies in Europe, and there's not, the EU has very little to do with democracy. It has everything to do with fascism.
That's right.
Israel. So what? They say it's a democracy. It sure doesn't look like one in the last couple of years. But who cares if one is there or not? It's only the American democracy that matters.
Well, it's the American Republic. Right. And that's the thing. That's the thing that people are catching up on, Mike. People are realizing. There was somebody said the other day that this is Aaron Russo. It's a great YouTube. I'll put it up a link if you want. Aaron Russo, the great Aaron Russo, producer, director. Okay. Years ago, he put a YouTube out. He says, come on, man, we're not a democracy. We're in a republic. He says, everybody keeps playing with the words. And you know who these trick words come from? They come from the Democratic Party. People like Pelosi. Oh, we're a democracy. And she also said, nobody's above the law except for us, right?
You know? Yeah. Well,
right, Mike?
That's exactly. It's a Republican a country with a Democratic
conservative institutions. It's a constitutional republic. There's nothing. The founders did not want democracy, pure
the
democracy.
The last thing they wanted.
Because then it's majority rule.
It goes all the way back to Greece and Rome. No one wanted a democratic government because it goes, the next step is tyranny. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that now in this country. But America First isn't just a throwaway phrase. It's basically saying human beings make what they can of their countries. And if they're going to make anything of them, there has to be a popular elections process. There has to be a coherent economic program that makes prosperity more rather than less certain. And there has to be amiability or at least cohesiveness within the society. Right now, Europe has none of that. We have very little of it left. And the Israelis are the most Israeli first country in the world, and good for them. But they can't back it up out of their own wherewithal. They only can back it up by continuing to bleed the American nation of tax money and bleed us by their corruption of so many institutions and people in this country.
All right, let's clarify that for the listener. Okay, what Mike is saying, he's talking about the Israeli government, of which, by the way, mostly, I guess, 98.9% are not even born in Israel. How's that one? They're all Europeans one way or the other, right? And here we are saying, well, we're going to support this and that. They're our friends. They're our allies. I want to ask everybody that listens to this today, how many IDF soldiers from Israel are on the border pushing back these guys coming in illegally? Anybody want to raise their hand? Is there one IDF soldier? Is there 10? Is 100? Come on, we'll give away the cigars right after the break. Hey, we're coming up on a break.
Well,
you're on the National Security
Council. Also, Colonel, where are the other NATO countries helping us to repel this invasion, which is binding on all members of NATO? Nowhere found.
What happened? That's right. We have that NATO agreement. What happened to that agreement, Mike? What number is that on the NATO scale? NATO number 5, number 25. What is that one?
I think it is Article 5. You go to the rescue of member countries who are endangered.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you what NATO's worth. It's not worth the bottom of my shoes. And our alliance, or so-called alliance, although there are no documents, with the Israelis is worth less. All it does is get us into wars. And
are you saying that we're going to have a Gulf War? Oh, we already had that. I'm sorry. Good. Continue.
Well, they're going to aggravate. They're trying to aggravate Putin to the point where he can't do anything but attack more.
Mm-hmm.
These people really need to be locked up. The whole White House gang, they ought to be locked up for what they're doing because it's treasonous on so many accounts, Colonel.
All right. So we're going to go to the break now, Mike. Thank you for segment one. You're on the National Security Hour, Dr. Mike, Colonel Mike. And we're going to go to the break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use CofixRx because it works.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour. Dr. Mike Curran, Mike, your host today. Monday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time every week. Don't forget we have five shows, Monday to Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget to go to AmericaOutloud.news. Make it your daily source for news and happenings. We all must do our part. And with liberty and justice for all, we're going to segment two. Dr. Mike, what else is on your mind today?
Oh, you know, I guess that's about what I had to say on the Israelis. Except
immigration?
Immigration. Well, we could follow up. You know, it is an invasion, and they were trying to blame Trump for it for some reason, which is inexplicable to me, but they almost got away with it. But apparently there's been a couple of articles out that have spoken to the fact that the Democrats are just lying on every basin when they're trying to hose down Trump on this border issue. That's entirely of their own making. And by much of the Republicans, many of the rhinos in both houses have supported this open thing.
Mm-hmm.
It always stumps me. They need more labor, but they don't really need more labor in this country. What they need more labor of is the kind of labor you can pay under minimum wage and offer no benefits to and ignore the safety of while they're working for you. So the idea somehow we need that kind of labor is only to enrich the people who have the companies. It has nothing to do with building up our economy. It has everything to do with padding out their wallets a bit more. I don't know what you think, Colonel, but I think I probably do know what you think, but the immigration thing is the death of the United States on
well, let's just talk about it a second. The Indians now are coming across the border. They'll be the third largest. You hear me?
Yes.
Third largest group coming into this country. What does that mean for America?
It means it's slow, more another contributor to her bleeding to death.
Mm-hmm.
And we've spoken about this before, Colonel. And the Democrats.
Well, maybe we didn't speak about it on this show. Maybe we spoke about it on podcast. So let's talk about it because we're on a show today, national show, which maybe some of our listeners never heard it. Go ahead.
But the Democrats and the academics and the various do-gooders, who all of whom profit off of these crowds of illegal aliens coming into this country, portray these people to Americans as in search of a better life. All of these kinds of things that want to make you tear up and cry and say, oh yes, bring seven and I'll put them in my basement, or they can have the master bedroom and we'll sleep in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crap. And the one hard fact is that all societies leave their imprint on their people, and especially societies that operate on the basically on the basis of criminality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pakistan, many of the Arab countries, Mexico, many of the South American countries, all of those countries run on the basis of bribery. And just crossing the border, swimming the Rio Grande, or coming in from Canada, you don't lose those character traits that go back centuries, especially Pakistanis and Indians. It's not our, it's nothing to be happy about that their economies basically operate on graft and trees and bribery, but mm-hmm. it's something we have to defend ourselves against. And the greater the number of people from countries where bribery is a way of life or is that we bring into this country, the more unreasonable it becomes to assume that they're ever going to be not in cahoots with people who want to do things criminally.
Well, the fact that they're coming in the way they're coming in criminally tells you where it's at.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, we both of us know people in Homeland Security and HSI and regards to the Indians coming in through the front door, which is another grift, and in the student visa, SCVIS, S-E-V-I-S. And, oh, that great Tom Holman, he did a hell of a job when he was there, Homeland Security Director for President Trump. You know, when he was there, I don't think he even mentioned SCVIS more than once.
No.
Okay? Which was the front door. I just want to repeat that, ladies and gentlemen, the great Tom Holman, Trump's Homeland Security Director. I just happened to be around a lot of that crap going on. I could tell you that for, you know what I mean? And that door was wide open. Nobody was checking those visas and those F-1 applications. So let's just run it. We'll go to the Washington Compost and we'll run the article. Ever more undocumented Indian migrants following donkey route to America. And this is by Karishma Machahotra. And maybe I spelled it wrong. It doesn't matter. Okay. And there's a picture. It says Indians from immigrant walk along the border, San Luis, Rio, Colorado, Mexico, on their way to turn themselves into U.S. border, turn themselves in because they're going to go for, what do they call that? Asylum. And here's the article. Jalandhar, India, billboards crowd the small lanes of this northern Indian citizen, and it's calling northern Indian city, calling out to those who dream of a different future. A sign in Punjabi language says, beckons, let's go to America, quotation marks. An immigration agent driving on an overpass amid a sea of billboards reflected on the city's brisk migrant business. Most of these agents would have tried sending clients through an illegal route to U.S., said Punjabi agent, adding that he himself had sent 60 such clients along the routes that hopscotch through the various countries before arriving in Mexico or Canada, where the migrants could cross the border. Indians have come to make up, listen closely, make up the third largest group of undocumented immigrants in the United States, according to Pew's Research Center 2021 estimates, which put the number of such Indians at 725,000. India is the only country in the top five outside Latin America, and since 2011, with the number of undocumented Indians in the United States has grown by 70%, the fastest growth of all nationalities. Figures from U.S. Customs and Border now show that the number of undocumented Indian immigrants increased fastest from 2020 to 2023. And there's the chart. Mexico, you ready? In 2021 was 4 million, Mike. Salvador, 800,000. India, 725. Guatemala, 700. Honduras, 525. China, 375. Now, why am I saying this? I'm not picking on Indians. Listen, there's a lot of nice ones, and there's a lot of ones that, just like anybody else, they're bad, right? Okay, but here's the deal. They populate. You hear it? They populate. Spanish, Indians, they're not into abortions. They're not into the left-wing crap. They populate. So if you're going to stick around this country in the next few years and you don't think you're a minority, well, think again. If this country and the values of this country are important to you, think again. Just look at the couple of retards we have in Congress that are Indian. What's her name? Jayapal, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was she last week? Down in Cuba with the squad. They were talking to Cuba. They had some issues with Cuba. I guess the sugar cane is not working in Cuba or something like that. You know what I mean? But I mean, just think about it. These are the people that our Chamber of Commerce, our Republican Party, our Democratic Party, our leaders in America told you, oh, well, they're cheaper labor. We need them for tech workers. Really? Why didn't you put our kids through school? They come out of school in India, sixth grade, seventh grade. They could code. What do our kids learn? How to be a fag? How to change gender? That's what you're teaching our kids? Drag parties?
You know, Colonel, we used to have a potential break against this kind of influence of illegal aliens from countries where bribery is a way of life, when we had an education system that taught American history correctly, taught civics and how to be a good citizen.
Yes, Mike, but that's like saying a 57 Chevy.
That's right. You know what I mean? That's right. But it's all
that's
gone
how far
now.
Back it has to go. That's like saying a 59 Cadillac would, what they used to call those headlights, the rear tail lights, big set of busts. You know what I mean? That's when you had big ass chrome on cars.
It's exactly what I was driving at, Colonel, is that is gone. We don't have the safety there anymore. There's no children being... In fact, the children that come into this country from Mexico or India or anywhere else are going to be educated to be worse people.
No, I'll tell you what, Mike, I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong, because if you go to these malls and you go to go back to Northern Virginia, go back to Montgomery County, Maryland, okay, and go to these strip malls or strip shopping centers, you'll see Russian math, you'll see Indian schools for reading, Indian schools for math. They're teaching their children. They're taking them out of the public school.
Are they teaching them what they would have learned in, as you say, in 1957?
Yes, they are. They are. No. The parents are paying private. This is private tutoring. Mike, I'm talking about not U.S. public schools or Northern Virginia public schools. I'm talking about go to a strip mall.
Yeah.
You know when you see Giants, the supermarket? Look what's next door to it. Two barbecue places, an Indian restaurant, and guess what? A private tutor. This is where these kids go after 3 o'clock. They go get educated. The parents pay extra. No, these migrants, these Indians, no, I'm sorry, pal. Their kids and the Russian kids are getting educated. Now, the Spanish kids, you know, they're in public school. The American kids are in public school. I'm just telling you, they spend the extra buck, like the Chinese, to make sure their kids are well-educated. I could have that conversation with you after we get off the show. But I'm just saying, all right, now the immigrants are often from middle-class families that are coming in. They frequently sell their land. It's very important now. They do this for the school system, too, to get into the universities. They frequently sell their land to pay for the journey, which families say can run. Are you ready? Ding, ding, ding. How much? Take a guess. Raise your hand. How much could it run? $40,000 to $100,000 per person, hoping that working in America will triple their wages, produce a secure future for their children, and yield a higher value for the marriage market for their sons. These migrants are not desperately poor and often come from most prosperous states in India, said Mr. Divish Kapoor, a South Asian study professor at Johns Hopkins in Maryland. All right. Now, I don't want to go on. It's on Washington Post. But listen, having been around the university system and SEVIS and the Homeland Security, remember that lady? What was her name, Mike? Secretary of Education? Betsy what? Betsy Crocker, the cookbook? No, Betty DeVos. That was another one. Super failure, right? Yeah, don't worry. She works with Trump. She's good. They didn't care. They had them all coming in, fraudulent documents, fake bank statements. We were bringing them in the front door, the back door, the left door, the right door, and dropping them from the sky. Okay? Thank you, Tom Holman. We appreciate that. Go ahead, Mike.
Don't forget that. That senator from Utah, what was his
Mike
name?
Lee. Mike Lee.
Yeah. He's, you know, this great conservative. He was at the heart of getting these people in here for cheaper labor.
Right. That's Mike Lee, like Spike Lee, you know? Mike Lee. It rhymes. But here's the deal. Okay. And you can look it up at the Washington Post. It's ever more undocumented Indian migrants follow donkey route to America. So our leaders, elected leaders, elite, okay, this is all treason. What's coming over the border, no matter where they're coming from. I'm just telling you, they had years ago, what was it, 25 years ago, they came in, started taking the tech jobs. Oh, we're going to save money. Now, even Denver, it was in the news. Denver is now firing their city employees to bring illegal immigrants. We didn't say what kind. They didn't say Mexican or whatever. They just said we're going to start hiring illegal immigrants and get rid of our workers, employees who work for the city. Isn't that nice, ladies and gentlemen? They don't just come over and get the credit card. They don't just come over and get the debit card. They don't just come over and get everything that we don't get. They get your job now. Be careful. Get the keys to your car. Keep them in your pocket. They may get your car soon, right, Mike?
It's the only way. I guess it's just a terrible business, Colonel. It has to be stopped, and it has to be stopped without any kind of compassion.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do we have an Eisenhower somewhere? Do you know that's something I don't know?
No, I guess it's easy to prescribe what we need. It's tougher to find it.
But there we go. So now you got to put on your hat and think about what he just said. What does that mean, Dr. Shuler?
Well, it certainly means that I'm not sure anymore that Trump's the answer.
Ah, thank you. And there we go. See, when you just drill it in him and drill it out of him, he tells you who's the answer. You know, remember Trust the Plan? We had Trust the Plan. Remember Q? Remember the rah-rah rallies? Here comes Mickey. Right? He's the answer. Oh, you know who's going to be on next week? Roger. All right? Garamucci.
You know, I just saw that fellow from that was the high-ranking attorney in Washington who swore Barr was the best thing since sliced.
Oh, Bill Barr?
Yeah, but it was the guy from Washington. He was an Italian guy, lawyer. But he was on WMAL all the time.
Oh, you mean DeGeneva?
Yeah, DeGeneva. He's now. I can't remember what I read him doing, but he was assuring people that he knew what he was talking about.
Oh, you mean back in the day or just recently?
Just recently, in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, Mike.
No, he's back again.
Joe DeGeneva, he's been in the witness program with his wife for quite some time. I think he went in the witness program when, what's her name? Cracking lady, get on board. What was her name? Sidney Powell.
Sidney Powell, yeah.
Sidney Powell, yeah. He when Cracking was on. And he was hot to trot. He was going for Trump. Him and his wife were all over the deal with Trump. And the next thing you know, the FBI called them up, said, Joe, you can't stop this stuff. We're going to have to put you in the program. And we didn't hear from him. Remember, he disappeared.
It's been a long time.
He went to the Harry Houdini school for a while. I don't know where he was. Joe DeGeneva was a nice guy. He was always on WMAL.
Yeah.
Great lawyer, big-time lawyer during the Reagan administration. I know Joe. I met him a couple of times in D.C. And his wife, very nice people, very, very nice people. But whatever they called them and said to them made them stop getting on Fox News and WMAL. And they weren't even allowed to get on the Panera concert. I don't think they could even do the Panera circuit. You know, it was one of those calls like, we're all friends and you just can't do it anymore. Okay, stop it. Because we got 50 signatures from the Intel committee. 50 truthful people. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, we're coming up on a break. Oh, my gosh. Time goes by. So don't forget, it's AmericaOutloud.news, AmericaOutloud.news, where you come to hear military intel experts. And with liberty and justice for all, we're going to go to the break and we'll be back on the other side.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news, a place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our customers will tell you how our products have made a difference for them. From improving immune health and supporting gut health, to reducing the appearance of wrinkles and even improving mind, mood, and energy. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Welcome back. You're on the National Security Hour with Dr. Mike, Colonel Mike, your host today. Don't forget, every day, Monday to Friday, 8 p.m., we're on a Monday, and we thank you for listening. So here's the final segment, Mike, and I want to hit on this one. It says, this is Center for Immigration Studies. Trump didn't kill the Senate Border Security Bill. The deal's provisions did. And this is by Elizabeth Jacobs, written on the 27th of February. Multiple news sources blame the failure of the Senate's recent border bill on Republicans' desire to keep the border crisis in news, and some say simply because they were instructed by the former president. That means Trump. But Donald Trump didn't do it. So what happened here, Mike? What do you think?
Well, everyone's lying. I don't know what I think anymore at times, Colonel. There's no reason for Trump to have been involved in that at all, except to try to push through something that was worth doing. But the deal that was cut meant nothing. It was a disaster. It continued the flow of immigrants, and it continued the outflow of our dollars to them. I don't know what the deal would be that they're trying to do this, except to lie and to try to find something at long last that they can pin on Trump, because there's nothing. All the trials have gone bad or have ended. The accusations that they make against him on all of those issues were wrong. Mm-hmm. They did rig the 2020 election. They can't stand the idea of him going to court and talking about it. So it's just another. We live in a world of false stories. Sometimes they last and have legs for a couple of days, but otherwise they fall apart. Usually, if they come out in the morning, they're done by the next morning.
Well, here it says DHS under the Biden administration leadership has done nearly everything in its power to ignore federal laws. Excuse me. Yes, it is true. That requires DHS to detain illegal entrants pending completion of their immigration proceedings. Section 235 of the, I'm tired of these things. Section this and that. It's clear. You came over the border. Forget it. Just go home. All right. And that aliens who submit credible fear claims. Are you telling me these millions of people all got fear? What do they fear? The thunder? Lightning?
Yeah.
They shall be detained pending the completion of their proceedings. Like, why do we give people a proceeding? They broke the law. You're not a citizen. This is a whole different story, right? Is this the compassion? No.
Well,
they
do put these things into law that if a person says he's in danger of his life in his home country, that then we have to give them a whole process and eventually let them into the country.
All right, so let's go with that. Let's go with that assumption, Mike. That means everybody in Zimbabwe should have came here.
Well, everybody in America could be going across the border to Mexico and coming back and saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's we're all in danger of our lives because of this government and because of how government has behaved since 1945.
Well, let's bring it a little bit closer. Since 2020, let's make it a little bit more, a little bit closer to where we are.
Well, it's a tradition, and traditions tend to get locked into a system. And that's the reason why we have these bureaucracies we have, is because the presidents have not been able to tame the bureaucracy since 1945, at least.
Mm-hmm.
They have run this country along with the Israelis. Truman recognized...
Well, now it's China too, Mike. It's another country. You got China too.
Well, take them all in, Colonel. It's China too, but China at least is money. That's something that has proven to be the founders' greatest fear was the avariciousness of Americans would eventually be their downfall. And that's certainly been proved the case vis-a-vis China. China has all but defeated us without a gun. And it's a situation that we can only blame ourselves for. And they're so deeply enthralled in this country, you can't even follow all the links.
Well, here it says the Senate bill never offered as a good faith compromise. It was never offered as a good faith compromise. It was offered to provide the president cover to say, well, I tried. And here's the Cato Institute. Listen to this one, Mike. I want to tell the listeners, you're going to like this one. Cato, libertarian, which advocates for mass migration and open borders, has even exclaimed that Mayorkas CPB, that's Customs Border Patrol, one scheme is worse than Trump's Remain in Mexico. Cato's David Baer wrote, under the Biden administration's Wait in Mexico policy, immigrants and families dumped back into Mexico would not even receive a hearing day to await. They do not enter the asylum process. All they get from the Biden administration, beyond a push in the back and on the way out the door, is a vague promise that at some undefined future time, this administration will do something to make things better. How about we make things better for the American people?
The only thing that people need to know is that's exactly right. And it's within the Constitution, the simplest document we've ever had in the world to understand how a government's supposed to work. It says the president's responsibility is to make sure that the laws are executed. And we haven't had somebody to do that for at least since 1945, but certainly, as you say, since 2020, they make a parade of not doing it, in the example of Mayorkas, for example. And the Constitution was written so anyone could understand it, and it's not that hard to understand, really, even at this day and age when we don't get a good education anymore. But it's certainly incomprehensible to me how Biden lasted more than a week. What right does one man have to stop drilling for oil in this country? There's no presidential power that's legal to do that. You know, why should the U.S. government own land for now 250 years or however many years it's going on, 240 years? What do they need the land for? They need the land to play with and sell to their favorites and then reap some kind of payback from doing it. You know, any land that's not used necessary for the military to train on should go back to the states. The states should own whatever's in their state, and the federal government should shut up the land holding apparatus in the Department of Interior.
What do you think about the parks, though, Mike? All that stuff, the parks.
Well, there's a difference. That's what they throw up, Colonel. But you know, the land for the military, the land for the national parks, especially the stupendous job they do with the military parks like Antietam and Gettysburg and Vicksburg and the rest of them. All of those things benefit people, whether it benefits our defense, it benefits our entertainment or our vacations and relaxation, our knowledge of our country. But for the president for the government to continue to hold land that could be farmed, that could be used by people raising cattle or sheep or whatever they raise, why is that necessary anymore? I don't think it is. The sooner we get the federal government out of much of the people's business, the better. And that's especially true of farmers. And herders.
Well, it's been rumored now, and it could be true. I didn't check on it, but Lancaster, Pennsylvania's got a visit again. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you know where that is, up in Amish country.
Yeah.
And they went and handcuffed this farmer again.
Because he was feeding his pigs, I read.
Yeah.
And you remember this just this week, that lunatic that's the Attorney General of New York is obviously losing her case against Trump, but now she's trying to shut down the biggest meat packer in the country for climate change reasons.
But they're all
of which there is no basis for climate change. This is idiocy. We're just loose among a pack of idiots.
How about we change it to people change? We have bad people, so we'll call it people change. time to change the people.
We should send all these people to the countries along with the people that send them here. All the people who sent people here from Mexico, they get all those people back, and they get, say, 10% of the retards that work for the Democratic Party. See how they like that? They get a bonus for being cretins for sending people here in the first place.
So let me ask you, Mike, 100 years ago or 200 years ago or 1,000 years ago, Africa was a desert, right? And it's been a desert pretty much, a lot of Africa over the years. They didn't even talk about climate change 20 years ago, 30 years ago, right? So what do we do now? I mean, what we should do is people who really believe in that climate change, let them go live in other climates. What do you think, like Siberia or something like that? Good?
Yeah. Yep. I think we should give them those big inner tubes, send them off in the Atlantic and say, good luck and tough luck to you for you, mother, if you don't make it.
No, I think what we should, first of all, we got to make a truce with Putin and see if he's got any places in Siberia for some of these people. And they could do all the testing they want.
Yeah, then because they would really have to hurry up to stop the cold streak instead of the hot streak.
I think it's best they just, you know, stop bothering Putin and just let, you know, let Putin, he should let him in. Just let him in. Kerry, all of them.
We've got Canada. If we can get rid of Trudeau, we can send people to the north of Canada and let them figure out how to make themselves warm enough to survive.
All there's some good warm areas there 24/7, right?
And Alaska, if Alaska needs some more revenue, we can help. They can help out too and free some of these scientists.
It's amazing, totally amazing.
It is, you know, everywhere you turn, Colonel, it's almost unbelievable that one of these things they talk about as from someone who is intent on destroying America was to attack by so many venues. Whether and you look around now and we have illegal immigration and we have climate and we have, you know, any number of things that are just they're clearly from the start specious. You know, they're not none of them are true. Climate change isn't true. Our ability to stop immigration. They say we can't do that. Of course we can do that. That's what you have a military for. Probably the basic thing you have a military for is geographical defense and defense of your
own. We got Border Patrol right now waving them in.
Yeah.
Border Patrol's waving them in. I mean, what are we paying these people for? If you don't need anybody to wave them in, just stop, fire everybody, let the border stay open. And then the poor guys who have cameras, whether in Texas or Arizona, and, you know, they're just stampeding their farms and ranches. They're looking at, they're going to get arrested if they report the wrong thing to CPB or to the government.
Yeah.
You know, one guy was on camera. He had some blue helmets coming across in Arizona and they jammed his house. They went there right away and says, you didn't see anything like that. They broke his camera. So who's coming across the border? Let's talk about it.
No
who's coming across the border?
No friends of ours are coming, Colonel.
No, but you got blue helmets. And you got various countries who are being paid by, you know, WEF, UN, who knows who they are. Who's paying?
It's going to be interesting, Colonel, if those J6ers ever get out of prison to find out how many of them had the hell beat out of them or were tortured by black Africans that were flowing in here to take those jobs in prisons.
Mm-hmm. And, well, they did have black Africans in D.C. They got them in Maryland, too.
Yeah.
They have them in Maryland, too. And let me tell you what they have. Okay. The ones that were the ones that were the hierarchy in Africa are now underneath them. The ones that they beat up in Africa, okay, the two tribes, let's say, now the guys that were getting beat up in Africa are now the leaders in the prisons now. Beating up the other guys. Yeah. You get it? So they came here and they reversed the hierarchy structure, or let's say the Brahmin structure of Africa, if that's correct. You know? Yeah, well, it's a lot. You could talk to anybody in Maryland, Mike, anybody in Virginia, they will tell you what's going on in the prison systems today.
Yeah.
Okay. And just talk to any black American, okay? American black person. Who's in the prison system, and they're going to tell you what's going on today. They don't like what's going on today because they're like, why are these guys here as our prison guards? We don't have any blacks or whites in America. See?
Well, you got to get the guys who don't mind killing Americans. And that's what they're doing now. That's what they want to do with the military by suggesting that all of these illegals can now serve in our military. They all be Chinese and Mexican.
This is the last. We have the last couple of minutes coming up, and I just want to remind everybody, we put it up on the Twitter. I put it yesterday. The Financial Times is a whole article from the great Millie. Remember Millie?
Yes.
Anybody? You remember Milley, right? Okay.
General, you mean?
General Milley, yeah. He was at Gatsby's Tavern in Alexandria, and they tell you exactly what they eat, you know, crisp lettuce and some shrimp cocktail. And you got to see that stories, ladies and gentlemen. It's up there.
Was he there with his friends from school now, that admiral who's the health official? That must have been something to see in that huddle.
No, he was interviewed by the Financial Times. And saying, you know, America doesn't want to deal about, you know, war. What are you talking about? War. No. You know what I mean? So let me see if I can pull this up real quick before we get off. Excuse me a second. I didn't hit the button. I'm sorry. And I apologize. Okay. So
you are forgiven.
Usually I hit the microphone button. It's called beep, beep. Okay. So, all right. Hang on a second. Let me see. Get you the article real quick here. I'm going to try to pull it up. On the Two Backs Twitter handle. Let me see where it is. Yeah, Mr. Miley. Here it is. Okay, let me pull the story up for the listeners. Hey, here it is, guys. FT.com, financialtimes.com. Okay. This is what Mark Milley says. Americans have kind of had it with wars. Quotation. Americans have kind of had it with the wars.
Right? He spent his whole career making wars.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're going to want to look at our Twitter feed. Hey, just go to the Two Mics. It's Two Mics up on Twitter. Two Mics Colonel, COL. And you can see the article, because if you don't have a Financial Times subscription, you won't be able to read it, but you could read it on the Twitter handle. Yeah, he's a sad sack, man. He is.
The military produces them with some dispatch.
44 years in uniform. The four-star saw his share of action overseas, yeah. In the meantime, he double-crossed the President of the United States, and he's got the nerve to sit there with a smile.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed that. What is it called? The Cobb salad?
Cobb salad. The shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, Cobb salad. Oh, yeah. They did talk about the beef. Gatsby's Tavern goes back a long time, Mike, since the 1700s. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was in Alexandria, the famous Gatsby. All right, so we got to wrap this thing up.
Open.
Oh, well, you haven't been around, Dr. Mike.
No.
Come on down to Robert E. Lee's neighborhood sometime.
Yeah.
Get yourself a nice roast beef sandwich at Gatsby's.
Well, I guess that's possible. I'd rather stay here in the Confederacy.
All righty. So we're going to wrap it up, Mike. We got to wrap it up, and we want to thank you for coming back. You know, always, as always, great co-host, right? I want to thank my partner, Dr. Michael Schur. Hey, thanks for joining us on the mission. The National Security Hour is the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. And we mean that. And as Malcolm would say, and don't forget, man, you want to watch this, you want to listen to that podcast, 10 o'clock on Sunday, and it's replays. I think it replays on Monday. With liberty and justice for all, we want to thank you for joining us on the mission, and we'll see you next week. That's it for us.